This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is fully committed to establishing peace in Naxal-affected areas and connecting them with the mainstream of development. Sharing Union Home Minister Amit Shah's social media post last night after the successful anti-Maoist operation on the Chhattisgarh-Telangana border, the Prime Minister stated that the success of the security forces shows that the campaign towards rooting out Naxalism is moving in the right direction. Mr. Shah yesterday said that the security forces have eliminated 31 notorious Naxals in a massive operation against Naxalism conducted on the Kuragutalu hills on the Chhattisgarh-Telangana border. He termed this operation as a historic success in the resolve to make India Naxal-free by 31st March next year. The Home Minister said the largest anti-Naxal operation was successfully completed by the security forces in just 21 days. India's Operation Sindoor is being widely praised as a decisive military success by international experts. British political commentator and writer David Vance voiced strong support for the operation, calling it long overdue and a necessary step. He echoed his earlier comments from a 2018 United Nations address, where he described Pakistan as a failed state and a terrorist incubator. Vance also sharply criticized China for backing Pakistan in the aftermath of the Pahalgam terror attack and during Operation Sindoor.
The operation was long overdue. That's the first thing. It needed to happen is the second thing. And thirdly, I think the operation has been pretty successful. This was India striking a blow for civilization, actually. It was a lot more than just the conflict with Pakistan. Because, and this is something I said at the UN back in 2018, I consider Pakistan to be a failed state.
Mariam Suleiman Khil, member of Afghanistan's parliament in exile, expressed strong support for India's Operation Sindoor, describing it as a necessary step against terrorism. She said that Pakistan has long been a hub for terrorist activities and is responsible for the deaths of innocent civilians in Kashmir. An Indian technical team met with top UN counter-terrorism officials in New York for a wide-ranging discussion on enhancing cooperation in the fight against terrorism following the Pahalgam terror attack carried out by the Resistance Front, TRF. During the meeting, UN officials emphasized collaboration, particularly in support of implementing key UN Security Council counter-terrorism resolutions and the UN Global Counter-Terrorism Strategy. Central Consumer Protection Authority has issued notices to Amazon India, Flipkart, Ubuy India, Etsy, the Flag Company and the Flag Corporation over the sale of Pakistani flags and related merchandise. In a social media post, Union Consumer Affairs Minister Pralhad Joshi said such insensitivity will not be tolerated. The Jawaharlal Nehru University in Delhi has suspended a memorandum of understanding with Turkey's İnönü University. In a social media post, the JNU said that the decision was taken in view of the national security considerations. Pakistan has publicly pledged to combat terrorism but continues to provide space and legitimacy to globally sanctioned terrorists. In a stark reminder of Pakistan's deep-rooted nexus between politics and terrorism, Faisal Nadeem, alias Abu Qatl, and the nephew of 26/11 mastermind Hafiz Saeed, was recently seen addressing a political rally in Karachi. Faisal Nadeem's appearance shows that he is an active part of Pakistan's political life. Faisal Nadeem's visibility and vitality raise serious concerns about Islamabad's duplicity in acting against terrorism. Ukraine and Russia are close to reviving direct peace talks for the first time since the last face-to-face discussions ended 3 years ago. Delegations from Russia and Ukraine will hold direct peace talks in Istanbul, Turkey today. Meanwhile, Russia has announced that President Vladimir Putin will not attend the peace talks. In Bihar, curtains for Khelo India Youth Games will come down today. The grand closing ceremony will be held at the Pataliputra Sports Complex in Kankad Bagh, Patna at 6:30 p.m. Maharashtra lead the medals tally with 149 medals. Haryana are at the second position, while Rajasthan are at the third spot. And that is the end of this news bulletin.